January 10th, 2025. Bill's story highlights the complexities of relationships and the role food plays in them. Couples who eat together often share more than just a meal. They share experiences, emotions, and a sense of togetherness. For Bill, a longtime diabetic, the idea of a partner who has their own relationship with food is both a challenge and potential source of connection. He needs foods that are high in protein and low in fat. While he arranges his own meals, recognizes that a partner might not always accommodate his dietary needs. This understanding reflects a deeper awareness of the individuality within a relationship and the balance between personal needs and shared experiences. Bill's reliance on technology to manage his meals underscores the modern challenges of maintaining a healthy lifestyle while being single. His smartphone application brings the store to his fingertips, making it easier for him to access the foods he needs. However, his laughter at the idea that people don't cook and clean for each other reveals a sense of resignation and perhaps a bit of cynicism about modern relationships. Bill has never been married and has no children, having spent his time and money on medical care rather than pursuing love. This has led him to a place where the only people close to him are those with a medical understanding of the body and food, which he finds unappealing. As Bill approaches retirement age, his reflections on relationships and food take on a more philosophical tone. He's not interested in know-it-alls who wouldn't lift a finger for each other, nor is he attracted to the attitudes of martyrs or cynics. His gay friends are puzzled by his lack of interest in romantic relationships, but Bill is clear about what he wants, something nice, without the complications of negative attitudes. His mantra, keep to yourself, reflects a desire for simplicity and self-sufficiency. The phrase Otagu from India, meaning keep to yourself, resonates with him as he navigates the complexities of life and relationships, finding solace in his own company and the routines he has established.